you've probably heard, but Oz is finally getting our premiere of the amazing and highly critically acclaimed Choir Boy. It is a Tony Award-winning play that tells a moving story about sexuality, race, hope, and gospel music, which who does not love gospel music? Even if you are an atheist, you love gospel music. It's a sensation as at its 2012 premiere at London's Royal Court Theatre, with successful seasons across the USA and on Broadway. Riverside Theatre's National Theatre of Parramatta will actually be bringing this important story to the Australian stage finally, with an all-new production co-directed by Dino Dimitriades and Zinzi Okenyo. This week on Thursday Drive, we are very lucky to be joined by one of those co-directors. Zinzi Okenyo is joining me right now, who, outside of being the co-director for this play, she's also an actress and musician who releases music in her own right under their name Okenyo. Zinzi, thank you so much for joining me here on Thursday Drive. How are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm good. I'm very excited to have you on. Look, you know, Choir, of course. And Choir Boy is, you know, obviously it's written by Terrell Alvin McCraney, who wrote the play that would eventually become, you know, the script that everybody knows as, and for the Oscar award-winning film Moonlight. Like Moonlight, you know, Choir Boy, it explores what it means to be a young queer person of color. But unlike Moonlight, Choir Boy is a musical. How significant is music to the story of Choir Boy?
It's so significant to this production. I mean, all productions. It's so beautiful because we know what a musical is, right? And we see a lot of musicals, and of course, they're often accompanied by music. But what's unique about this one is that actually all of the music in the piece is a cappella. So
all of the performers
need to be able to really be in tune with each other and, you know, bring that really special thing, which is, for me, there's like a very specific kind of bodily and heart reaction to hearing voices in unison, especially when they're just voices in space.
Definitely.
So I'm so excited to, you know, once we complete our casting, to be able to feel what that is. I think it'll be great for audiences.
For sure. I think like there's such a beauty to creating a completely sonic landscape and painting that solely just with vocals. And I think that that's just going to be so goosebump. You know, it's going to make everybody burst out in goosebumps the entire time. And, you know, you're a musician yourself. And how does co-directing a musical kind of differ from, you know, your experience as a performing artist and front person of a live band?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be really interesting for me because, yeah, I am a musician, and the way that I've become a musician has been very much like my own particular journey. You know, I never studied music or studied singing or studied production or anything. I kind of was, you know, winging it and writing things that, you know, I liked. And
all the best people do.
Yeah. So I'm really excited because I know that I do have certain skills in this arena, but we're really lucky because we actually have Alan, who's coming over from New York. He was the original musical director for the show, for the Broadway show. So I feel really excited about this element because he will be able to nurture the voices. Plus, he obviously knows the show so well. You know, it's not like we're transferring a production over here. We will get to create our own production with its own, you know, its own set, its own design, its own concept, all of that stuff. But to have Alan there with us, I'm so excited to learn from him because he's really the expert in that specific thing, working with these a cappella voices.
That's beautiful. And it's, you know, it's an awesome opportunity for you guys to have like putting, you know, an Aussie stamp on it, I suppose. I feel like that's fantastic. And getting like, you know, the original like musical director of it, that's bloody amazing. I think it's going to be so fantastic. Choir Boy, you know, it's obviously it's played all over the world, Broadway, the West End, and now Para, which is awesome.
Yes.
how does it feel? And as a Westie myself, like that's just giving me an extra, you know, hell yeah. How does it feel to be co-directing the first production of Choir Boy in Australia?
It feels really, really exciting. I get really excited about how much I feel that this piece will speak to so many people. I think, you know, it's very specifically about these young boys, this kind of coming of age story. And these boys who are really working out their identity, their sexuality, and there's a lot of, you know, bullying at this school and a lot of kind of, yeah, trying to find who they are. And they find this, I guess, a home and a safety in singing together. And there's a tenderness with that. And, you know, we don't often see men be tender. We certainly don't get the opportunity to see young black boys be tender. And that's such a theme that was in Terrell's work. You know, we saw that in Moonlight. And I think that that's why that movie was so radical, is that we saw that young queer man really battle with, you know, society and culture and how to actually be what's true to him, but also, you know, knowing that it won't be accepted and kind of finding those people and those, that community that actually will accept you. So I feel really heartened, and I hope that we can do a really good job, and doing a good job for me means actually speaking to communities and people coming to the shows and really feel like that they've been seen and that's in some way their story.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, I feel like this kind of like ties into my next question for you, because, you know, bringing such a world-class performance to Parramatta, where, you know, potentially a lot of the people there that, you know, that you don't get to see this level of production sometimes, and but also the entire themes that would be communicated within this entire production would specifically apply to people from that area, for a lot of people that are from those, because there's, you know, a lot of diversity. Are you excited to see the opportunities that this will be, you know, kind of present to production who may not fit into other more established venues with more mainstream audiences, with bringing it into Parramatta at Riverside Theatre?
Yeah, I think it's great. And I think that's what's always great about Riverside Parramatta, is that actually their programming is really excellent and forward thinking. And I think it's because they're based in Western Sydney and, you know, that they're actually always catering to their community. Whereas I think a lot of the other companies, like inner city companies or more kind of like white centric companies, are, you know, it's yes, they're doing it and they're starting to understand that, but it's something that's kind of outside of the way that they think. And so I think what's great about Riverside Parramatta is that it's, you know, it's already so specific. And I think, you know, yeah, every single part of it is what I love about theatre, is like it's often not accessible, but it should be able to, every audience member should be able to see work, you know, often not just as a just some kind of anomaly, see work that speaks to them in some way, you know. And I think that, you know, it's going to be so, we're in the process of casting right now. So, yeah, by the way, if you're listening and you think you're right for the job. But, you know, what's exciting about casting a piece like this is we've got to find really extraordinary actors. We've also got to find really extraordinary singers. And they're, the whole cast, except for one of the headmasters, the whole cast are young black men and who have not been showcased, you know. And so it's always a great opportunity, and why I love being a director is to be able to facilitate that happening, you know.
Exactly.
We will do Choir Boy, and there will be all of these young black men thriving and doing an extraordinary job. And to be able to create those opportunities, it's the most satisfying aspect of what I do.
That's so commendable. And the work that honestly just like really is overdue to be done. So I commend you immensely for that.
So overdue.
For sure. For sure. And, you know, in regards to bringing world-class talent to Parramatta, you know, the National Theatre of Parramatta and Terrell Alvin McCraney are establishing a mentorship program for emerging BIPOC playwrights in the region. Are you excited
can
to
you
also...
Can you believe it?
That's so crazy. I cannot
Isn't
believe
that.
Like, oh my God, my neck of the woods. That's amazing. Like, to, you know, Western Sydney gets like such a bad rap, but culture there is so, it's just permeates everywhere and there's so much talent around. So I can't wait to see what would come out of this program. How about yourself?
Yeah, I, you know, I knew about it. And then I think they Riverside Parramatta posted on their Instagram that it was happening. And I was like, yes, even though I know about it, I'm still sure that's actually happening. It's amazing. I mean, I'm so excited to be able to meet him and kind of like pick his brain about the show and you know, have him around. But also, I think, yeah, it's really vital. You know, I think the way that I've certainly been working as a director so far, you know, I've been working on black work and so and really enjoying it. You know, there's so much more to be done just beyond, you know, putting the play on, you know. And I think it would be so great to see this kind of engagement you know, applied to every play that we do, not just like black work or not just, you know, work that doesn't usually get put on. But it's so great, you know, so when you create these programs where there's the writer involved, you know, I think that's actually, that's how you build audiences.
Mm.
Companies talk a lot about, you know, we need to bring young people in or we need more diverse people coming in. But you actually have to do that in a, like, in a
non-tokenistic way. Yeah.
Totally.
100%.
When people feel actually welcomed, you know. So I think having something like the workshop and bringing, you know, he's obviously world-class, extraordinarily talented. For those people who end up coming to the workshop and connecting with him and learning from him, you know, that can really do wonders for somebody's confidence.
For sure. And I think what you're doing as well will be doing that for so many of the people that you're going to be working with on this production. And I thank you so much for coming on the show. And I wish you all the best of luck with this production. Chookas to everybody. Good luck, my love.
Thank you so much. And yeah, just another shout out. If you feel like you're right for this, please head to the Evolution Casting Instagram and there'll be a link there somewhere. Please get in touch because we're still casting and we're looking forward to seeing you.
Definitely. I will make sure to put all of that information up on our website right after the show. Thank you so much, Zinzi. Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks. That was Zinzi Okenyo. Very, very amazing to have her on the show. The co-director of Choir Boy, which opens on February 14th, 2023 at Riverside Theatre's National Theatre of Parramatta, before going on tour around Australia. And they're still looking for people. So if you want to get a part of this, make sure that you head to our website, 2ser.com. All of the information will be on there. Maybe you'll be able to be one of the new amazing emerging stars that come from this